Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
My old man, sad old man, spent his life living off the land. Dirty hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton.
Welcome back. We came back with little Toby Keith, America, baby. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, Ray Eye Radio. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye, coming to you from the bunker, having a wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us at the campfire. Here we are in August, heading toward the fall hunting season. Late August every year, the squirrels start cutting hickory nuts. We're going to do something a little different this morning.
We're going to talk a little squirrel hunting. Give us a squirrel hunting information, Mr. Brooks.
The squirrel hunting. Daily limit 10, possession limit 20.
All we really are is squirrels. We're being hunted, we are squirrels. We are appealing, we are squirrels. We want to gather nuts. But people splatter our guts. When they're on a country drive. It isn't easy to survive. Back in the other day, I saw a squirrel get blown away. They served him on a dinner tray. They baked him into a souffle. Squirrel season opens up today. If you're a squirrel, run away.
You going to tell us about squirrels? So you don't see much about squirrel hunting anymore. And squirrel hunting is like basic training for being a good hunter.
Okay.
It's the best training in the world for being a deer hunter or a turkey hunter or whatever type of hunter. And, you know, as a little kid, I killed my first squirrel when I was like 4 years old. My dad would take me out there and he'd find a squirrel and spot it and then get around me and help me hold a gun and shoot the squirrel, you know. And you know something that I really miss is the old-time squirrel camps. We used to have a squirrel camp every year. Even in the summer. I mean, and then when I was a kid, you know, even before high school, in the summer when it's squirrel season, I'd go camp in the woods to go squirrel hunting. But we used to have the big squirrel camps where like 7, 8, 10 guys would get together and camp for a week and hunt squirrels.
Wow.
And I remember the squirrel seasons down in the Ozarks when they started cutting hickory nuts. The guys would all gather and go hunting, and then they'd go into the local cafes and restaurants and stuff, and the guys would all have all their squirrels on the trucks and talking about squirrel hunting. And it's really interesting. The hickory nut time hunting was really cool. And I got a little play thing I'm going to have Matt play for you. Now, this is an old camera. It makes a lot of noise. It's got a high-pitched whine in it, but you get to hear it. I went out one time just to capture this when it was at its peak, late August, when they're cutting hickory nuts, and listen to the nut fall and try to listen to this. And, you know, again, it was an old camera. I shot this a while back. But I didn't go out there to kill these squirrels. I went out
to listen?
To listen and to capture this because I think it needed to be captured. This is a big hickory grove in the Ozarks, and this is awesome. Go ahead and play some of it so they can hear the hickory nut cuttings of a squirrel. Actually falling on top of me. Now you hear crickets too, bugs, but that high-pitched hum is that camera noise. It couldn't help it. But listen to the nut cuttings of the bug. I used to be able to hear them for long ways off and zero right in. Then later on, as I got older, I'd hear cutting and I'd walk, and then all of a sudden I couldn't hear it no more. I'd have to go the other way so I could hear it again. I mean, you know. But I used to be able to hear a squirrel's toenails climbing a tree, and I knew where he was at. But squirrel hunting taught me how to hunt, to be the hunter that I am today. Squirrel hunting. And my dad used to take me on his shoulders, take me out there and hunt with all my uncles. But the big squirrel camps, squirrel hunting and fishing, but listen to squirrels. But in the fall and late summer when squirrel hunting, we do a camp where we take grease and pots and pans, old skillets and cast iron stuff, and no food, and go out and stay for a week in the woods and catch fish, shoot squirrels.
That's gourmet cooking right there.
That's what we used to do. And that's nothing exciting. I remember being a kid, having to go to school when they were cutting hickory nuts like this, and I'd hide my gun in the woods, and then I'd go to the school bus stop, and then I'd run off and go hunt squirrels. Back then, the school didn't contact your parents and say you wasn't in school. You know, got caught later, but I mean, that's give school to go squirrel hunting. And we had big trips. We, you know how you plan for turkey hunts and deer hunts. We did. You should do the same thing for squirrel hunting. Same exact thing. Listen to those guys. That is a real deal. Now I got a little thing. I got a little Bobby Whitehead squirrel hunt here. It's kind of funny. And what I really like about this is from a while back. You know, I was such a pain to all my friends with a camera, but it ended up working well for me because I ended up on all the networks with my work. But the poor guys just wanted to go hunting, and I'm saying, move this, do this. And poor Bobby used to go through this. But I really like this, and it's fun because it's just like a deer hunt or a turkey hunt. Here's me and Bobby on a hunt down at the cabin on the Piney. Go ahead.
Here's nuts dropping.
That's a squirrel jumping. I got to try to capture this on camera. One of the hardest things to videotape is a squirrel hunt. Unless you use squirrel bombs, of course. Here, tell it, Bobby. It's you. Bumping the camera. Trying to focus, push in on the squirrel. The video is awesome. I was surprised. I'm surprised how much good stuff we actually got. I know. See, can you shoot him? Can you shoot him? I've just done that a couple times on turkeys. Can you see him? I don't see him. It happens. You hear the nuts dropping from the other squirrels?
Shoot him.
Can't see, he said. This was back when he was still using the shotgun. Bobby Hunter.
Right there.
22 rifle.
See him dropping the nuts right there? See him right there? Right there.
This is great. This is, to me, this is as good as turkey or deer.
See him dropping the nuts. There were several of them there, but this one right here is long. Okay. See him? He's right there. Shoot right in there. You're good.
Shoot right in there, you'll get them. Like, shoot in amongst them. A little close to the camera. Listen to the nuts. Listen to them dropping the nuts. Squirrels are like, oh, crap. Here's another one. Here's a second one. Here's a second one. Listen to this one. This is great. Firepower, baby. Bring in reinforcements.
Did you get him?
I got him. He was in a bunch of leaves. I missed him on a first shot. I missed him, but I got him.
Listen how excited he is. Is that so cool or what? That's how much fun squirrel hunting really is.
Just more
you know,
squirrel hunting,
you're really missing out on a great
hunt. Oh, yeah.
I went every day of the season. I used to kill 150 something squirrels a year.
I
was dedicated.
Shot,
never stopped.
There's a bunch of leaves there. I can kind of duck in one.
Hey, that's enough of that. That's pretty cool. But when we used to hunt those hickory groves, I'd watch those squirrels, and you'd find a big hickory tree where there was a low limb they'd use to get up to the top, and you'd watch them come across and go on up on a tree. So what you do when you're hunting them, you shoot the lower ones first, so the top one's got to come down. And you could clean out the whole tree, you know. In a nice way, six limit, whatever it was.
What now it's 10 limits.
What do you got on the dumplings?
Squirrel and dumplings take a little more work. Squirrels, seasoned squirrels with salt and pepper, garlic, and diced onion, and pressure cook until the meat falls off the bone. Remove the meat from the bone and save the broth. I make dumplings, actually egg noodles, by using one egg, 1/2 cup of water or cooled broth, 1 teaspoon salt. Mix ingredients with enough flour to make a firm dough. Turn out the dough on a board, knead in the flour until the dough is stiff, then roll out thin and leave for about 1 hour. Slice into either a diamond or noodle shape and drop in the boiling broth.
I thought I cut that down.
Additional water may need to be added to the broth to handle the dumplings.
Oh,
and all the dumplings have been added. Put squirrel meat in the broth and simmer on low heat for at least 15 to 20 minutes.
You know, one of the funniest squirrel things ever is me and my buddies always squirrel hunted. I mean, that's what we did. And we'd come in and we'd have a big squirrel fryer, squirrel cook, and he loved to eat the brains. And Jan, was dating Jan back then, and we go in and sit down at a table, and he's got these squirrel heads that are like setting their little teeth, you know, and he cracks their heads open. He's eating the brains out. Jan gets up and goes and gets in the truck. That's enough of that.
Well, we appreciate each and every one of you. Be careful out there in the woods and on the waters. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week right here on Eye on the Outdoors.
Say bye, Peanut.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire.
But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.